are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
I'm glad we got that straightened out. Because I am definitely not the broad.
No, separation there. Yeah.
Lift and separate. We're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And in spite of what you might think or have heard, yes, this show is about eBay. This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. If you're listening to live, well, guess what? This is September 18th, 2014. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 349. And we're eager for your phone call here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. I would remind everyone that when we first did this show, I'm pretty sure it was called Ask Griff.
It was.
And then I thought,
I was so excited when you asked me to be Ask Griffin Lee.
Well, it's fun to have an appendage.
Yes, and I was there anyway. Because, you know what I mean? I was there for you. And
well, and I figured out very early in my my spotty radio broadcasting career that my voice alone was boring me to tears. And having someone else is always much more, it's so much more fun.
It's easier, too.
It's so easy. And we get to play good cop, bad cop all the time.
That's right.
So if you don't know who the good cop is.
Speaking of which, we love to dish a listing today.
Oh, yes.
Thursdays are our favorite listing dish days.
They are.
Griff, tell them what a listing dish is.
Well, you give us an item number of one of your listings, and we, employing our expertise and our own eyeballs as buyers and experienced sellers, give you a little critique, tell you what you're doing right, and maybe point out some areas where you could improve and do even better. And it's always, we could call it listing proofreading, if you didn't
like
listing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a proofreading of your listing. But we call it listing dish because, you know, to dish your listings is, I'm going to dish that listing. Mm-hmm. And if we issue a score. And it's one to five tureens.
Tureens. Get
which
it?
Is
dishing
what you serve
tureens.
Dish, tureen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, brother. I did my first dishing already this morning, so I'm already exhausted.
Did you? What did you do?
On the eBay for Business blog, run by my good friend and colleague, Audrey Tracy.
Who we love and adore here.
Love and adore.
She goes above and beyond, that's why.
Above and beyond. What other cliche can we...
She's really something.
She's something and she's something.
I'll tell you.
She does this every occasion. I think it's once a week, called a listing makeover. That's what she calls them. And we did a big listing makeover for a seller, one of who had volunteered. And we select the seller, and then we put them on the block. It was fun, actually.
So give us a call, because almost everyone whose listing we ever dished has come back to us and said, thank you. It's helped my sales.
Yeah, and I would also recommend that if you want your listing dished and you're not doing this now, you really need to join our eBay Radio group, because you can go to the discussion board and there's like tons of experienced sellers that hang out there who are more than willing. We couldn't stop them if we tried, and we're very glad that they do, provide their own advice and tips. And they often catch things that we miss. Because Lee and I are, I don't know if you can tell, but we're senior citizens now, and we tend to gloss over things occasionally, right?
Yes. I'm not going to disagree with that. Another thing, too, is if you can't call us for some reason, we love it when you call. And, of course, this is a talk show, and it's nice to have your voice as part of it. But if you can't, it's okay. We have another way.
Yes.
You can send us an email by clicking on the Contact Us tab on the bottom of the eBay radio player, the one you're listening to us on right now. If you click on that, it will ask you for your item number, da-da-da-da, and then you just click Submit, and we get it, and we'll do it over the air. It's also a way for you to get in with anything. It doesn't have to be a listing dish.
It could
be a question or a comment about eBay, about your eBay listings, an issue. So remember, you can just click on the Contact Us button on that, or give us a call at 888-RADIO-30.
We should have a Dish the Hosts sometime.
Oh, God.
So how are you doing on the radio so they could dish us?
God.
You know, on Tuesday, Lee, eBay began introducing a more streamlined after-the-sale experience.
Yeah, there was on Wednesday, there was a webinar.
That's right. It was pretty...
About the very subject. How did it go?
Very well attended. It went well, actually.
I was at the nursing home.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I have to rearrange my life a little, you know, right now.
Well, one must take care of one's parents.
Yes, one must. So, tell us about this more streamlined after-sale experience.
Happily. So by the end of September, as we announced, this new experience, it will be available to all eligible buyers and sellers on eBay and on mobile devices. Hooray! Starting in mid-October. So what does this do? The new after-sale experience is going to let buyers simply go to their purchase history in MyeBay and choose from a very clear menu of actions, including tracking a package, requesting a cancellation, returning an item, or just simply asking a seller a question. And in addition to giving buyers more direct access to after-sale activities, the experience makes it easier for sellers to manage and respond to buyer requests. I think it's really kind of the first time we've had a simplified and consistent customer management system for sellers. Also, I should mention, key to this new experience is an improved return process. So buyers will be given an expanded list of reasons for requesting a return, and sellers will start receiving added protection from inadvertent defects when a buyer's just asking a question. So the "I just want to ask a question" option will be now top of the list. And starting early next year, the remaining features of hassle-free returns will be added for more U.S. sellers. And by 2015, the holiday season, which is a year from now, the goal is to have all eligible domestic returns happen through the hassle-free returns process, which I love. And sellers who are interested in growing their business love as well. Now, you can find more details about this new experience and what it contains by going to the eBay announcement board at announcements.ebay.com. The post is a recent one. You should have no trouble finding it.
Thank you, Griff.
My pleasure.
Misha from Des Moines, New Mexico, known on eBay as Classy Souls. Hey, Misha, how you doing today, and what's your question or comment?
Thank you, Lee. Doing well. Hello, Griff.
Hi.
I had a question about buy it nows or best offers, and I feel like I maybe misunderstood something. This was several months ago, and with all the, I don't know which update it was, but it sounded to me like when somebody made a best offer, if they didn't pay, maybe this is just with auctions or maybe it's with neither, if they didn't pay, the item was still available to be purchased?
That was for some categories, and I don't think that's changed.
Oh.
So for some categories, you're talking about buy it now, by the way. Best offer.
Well, I don't know which format it is. It's just that none of my stuff happens. You know, the people, they get a great deal, and then they don't pay for 3 or 4 or 5 days, but I look to see if my item's still up there, and it's gone. So it obviously isn't applying to me. It's not work. You know, that doesn't fit my, I'm in fashion, you know, shoes and clothing.
Yeah, I think it's only in some of the arts and antiques collectibles currently, and I don't know when that'll change. Boy, that seems like that's been on the burner for a long time. But so with buy it now, currently for most categories, if somebody clicks buy it now, the item doesn't get removed from the shelf. This is for all items, I think. Unless
it's not happening for me.
So
are you requiring
them? I want to make sure I'm not getting confused. So are you requiring immediate payment?
Well, if they do best offer, I do. But if they do a best offer, don't have to pay.
So is your question about buy it now or best offer? Because they're two different features.
I guess it'll have to be best offer because the buy it now, they always pay. So
right. So best offer, regardless of anything category. Best offer, the item isn't sold until you accept the offer, or if you make a counter offer, the buyer accepts the offer. So once that happens, that item's removed from the shelf.
Okay, so they don't have to, I mean, even if they're not paying for 2 or 3 or 4 days, I sure would like to see it still available because I don't know if that's an option to ask. to have that available because, you know, buyers sometimes don't pay right away. Sometimes they don't pay at all.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a lot of low offers, and I don't know if people, you know, they're back inside now maybe, and
well,
I don't know if they're just throwing offers up against the wall to see what'll stick, but it's like if my item goes off the market and they decide they change their mind or they take 3 or 4 days to pay, if it was in a store, the person that's got the money gets the item.
Yeah, and I know, I don't know how this is working now, so I can't say this with any definitive answer. I have to actually go and research, because I remember there was a period about a year ago where we made an announcement that for best offer listings in certain categories that you could accept multiple offers, and the first one who paid got the item. So it wasn't, what happened was people would accept the offers, but it was based on who paid for the item first. But I don't know where that stands right now, to be honest with you. I have to go and talk to someone, which I'll try to do.
Like fashion's so competitive, it would be nice if we had, you know, maybe some help there.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
I agree.
Yeah. So let
I
me,
have
let,
another question.
Let me dig. Oh. Let me make a note of this and dig deeper into it and try to get a response. And you have another question, you said, Misha?
I do. I make all these notes, and then I don't call for months. And so this was
okay.
Quite a while ago. You dished a listing, and in the listing, the seller referenced bulk discounts.
Yeah.
And I don't know which show number it was, but do you remember the wording you suggested so as not to violate policy? There was something you said, and I don't even remember what kind of a listing it was.
Yeah.
Or what they said, but...
I got to confess, I don't recall it at
He's
all.
He's old.
But we'll do our best to maybe find it. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Yeah, he's old solves everything. Our lines are open. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4600. When we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Kirk and Bruce.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Make like a bell and give us a ring, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. And from the steel trap mind of our very own eBetsy, she posted what I had forgotten. Thank you so much. And here's what she said. For a while, and this is an answer to Misha's question. For a while, in the jewelry and watches categories, best offer items for which an offer was accepted stayed available until the item was actually paid for. The buyer had to confirm the purchase by paying for it, and you could accept multiple offers. Then whoever paid first got the item. That's how I remember it, too. I guess it was only in the jewelry and watches category. I thought it was in others. Boy, did I end up with some annoyed buyers who had no idea this is how it worked. eBetsy says eBay dropped that option, thankfully. Now when I accept an offer, the item is sold. Okay, so I guess we're not... I'm going to go with eBetsy on this one, because she's...
In the trenches.
Well, I just don't think I remember any time when she was wrong. Yes.
So, okay, well, that's good. That's good. I'm in the chat room right now, and somebody said, hello, did you seniors in your dotage forget to submit your eBay Radio iPhone app for approval? Isn't this just a streaming audio app like hundreds already in the App Store? Are you reinventing the wheel here? First of all, no, we did not forget to submit our eBay Radio iPhone app for approval. However, it is not just a streaming audio app like hundreds already in the App Store.
That's right.
It has to be approved by eBay.
Yes.
Before we can do this. And to tell you the truth, I don't know where the hang up is right now, so I'm going to call them this afternoon. Thanks for the prompting. This came from N7EPE on the chat board. We appreciate it, and we will check on it this afternoon. And that's true, Griff. You know, I sent it to eBay for approval, and then Liquid Compass called me back, and then they sent email, and then Liquid Compass was bought by another company this month. So I have to call up and find out where it stands. But no, it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. The app is finished. The app is complete. As soon as it's approved, boing, it'll be up there right away. And I apologize to iPhone users everywhere because us Droid people, you know, we have it already. Sorry about that. And eBay had to approve that one too, by the way. So I'll check on it today. No problem. We'll do it. So what's going on in your life, Griff?
Doing a lot of, like, busy work at home, paperwork and... Yeah, I do. I file extensions for my taxes every year, but trying to catch up a little bit, so not waiting till October 15th. And that took the weekend. And I'm watching with increasing amazement the Ken Burns series, The Roosevelts.
Isn't that good?
It is.
Eleanor is my idol.
Oh, I'm falling in love with her. And someone, I posted this, and someone said, yeah, the early one, not the last. It has nothing to do with beauty. I thought she was a lovely woman from young to old.
You know, believe it or not, there are a lot of men out there. Women, listen carefully to this. There are a lot of men out there who love what's inside of a woman. They love her brain. They love her sense of humor. And Eleanor was brilliant. And I can see why her husband adored her. I can. There you have it. And when people put her down the way she looks, you know, the enemies of whomever always put down the women of their enemies. Did you know that? You go back in history, they put down your women. It's part of a war, so to speak. And politically speaking, I mean, I've seen horrible things written about Michelle Obama, for instance.
Oh, terrible things.
There was one recently where they showed a picture of Jacqueline Kennedy, you know, in her little pink hat and everything, side by side with Michelle Obama at a sporting event, raising her arms and just, you know, giving it what for out there. And they said, what's happened to our country? What's happened to our first ladies, they said. I was so angry, Griff, I had to, you know, I don't usually speak politically on Facebook, and I had to go on and say something about that one. It's your enemies that put the women down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like rape and pillage. It's all part of it. Anyway, let's get off that subject and get on another one. eBay played an exciting part in this year's 29th annual Farm Aid concert in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, Willie Nelson's thing. GivingWorks team members engaged the 60,000-plus concert-goers in using their mobile phones to bid on exclusive auction items, including guitars and T-shirts and posters signed by past and present Farm Aid performers. Concert attendees who visited the special GivingWorks tent could also spin a prize wheel to win an eBay gift card. And eBay handed out more than $2,500 worth of prizes and connected those at the show with some unique and fabulous Farm Aid memorabilia. And bidding does not end. It's still going on. Bidding doesn't end until 7 p.m. Pacific time next Monday, September 22nd. So get yourself on over to farmaidauctions.org and take a look at what's on the auction block. All proceeds benefit Farm Aid through GivingWorks.
Perfect.
And I love Willie Nelson for this. He started this. And
a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago. I think it used to be in Dripping Springs, maybe. It started, I forgot the history of it, but it started in a small town in Texas, and now they, I guess they do it in different parts of the country now. So, you know. Another thing. You can support the Red Cross and keep your household's emergency supplies up to date by shopping the brand new Red Cross store. Do you know Red Cross has a store on eBay now?
I didn't know that.
They do, and you can find pre-packed emergency kits, first aid items, and much more at stores.ebay.com/redcross-store. No www. Let me do that again. stores.ebay.com/redcross-store. All store proceeds go straight to the American Red Cross through GivingWorks. I love GivingWorks. It's such an easy way to do it.
It is.
You know, I bought something this morning.
What'd you buy?
I bought a photography kit on eBay.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Okay, I'm trying to find it. Where do I find what I bought? My eBay purchase history, right?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not up there yet. I paid for it. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, here's what I bought. Pro Studios in a box still life photography 3-head lighting shooting table kit. And it's got one of the tables like you have.
Did you buy it?
I bought it.
Was it a buy it now?
It was a buy it now.
How wide is the table?
The table is...
Was it 40 inches or less? There were two.
It was 1 by 24 inches by 52 inches.
Right, so that's the smaller table.
Yeah.
That's still good.
It's still good.
Yeah. That's great.
We don't need Gigantico.
No, I bought the Gigantico because I'll need it eventually.
Right, but this is a pretty good size. I mean, they have smaller ones that go right on your table, but this one's a little bigger than that, I think, because it's 52 inches. I'm 60 inches. So this is 4 feet something.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it has 3 adjustable light stands that look like umbrellas.
Right.
But they're deep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. You can buy a single one if you want to light from underneath.
Yeah, we're going to want an underneath light.
Right.
I know
so,
that.
Like I had at the party.
Yeah, you had, how many lights did you have?
I had 4. So I bought an extra one because the kit usually comes with just 3. 2 for the sides and 1 that's on a boom stand that you have to wait with a counterweight that you fill with sand. And then because it's translucent, you can also light from underneath, which gives a great effect. So I bought 1 softbox to put on the ground underneath the table to light it.
So, and it comes with It comes with three 135-watt 5500K fluorescents.
Yeah.
That's the right thing, correct?
Yeah, what were they rated at? I forget.
3 by 135 watt. It doesn't... Oh, EQU 600 watt each output?
No, 5500K. It should be a number in the thousands with a K after it.
No,
That's the light temperature. They're usually about 55.
It said 5500K.
Yeah, and that's a good one. They okay. could be... They could technically be any number as long as they're consistent. Although, sorry, when you get down in the lower numbers... That makes a warmer, more yellow or golden tone, and it gets harder for your camera to compensate for it.
Okay. So we're going to get this first. It's supposed to come in the next week sometime.
Hooray!
14-day return policy. Buyer has to pay for the return, but that's good enough for me. That's all right for this, you know. And so we're going to try this with our cell phones first before we buy your camera.
Yes.
Just to make sure that we're not total idiots and we will never be able to take a good picture.
What do you mean?
Well, because we're not both of us. I mean, we're taking... Do you know a lot of the pictures that are good that we take happen by accident, I think?
Yeah.
Because it takes us so many pictures to get several that we like.
Well, so here's another tip. If you buy that camera that I was talking about,
right.
and a lot of other cameras do this, there's a feature in with these cameras that very few people use, and they can be very, very good time savers. It's called bracketing. And bracketing means instead of when you take one shot that you just take the one picture, if you set the camera to take a bracketing shot either for exposure, which is one way, you can, or through white balance, there's also a bracketing feature for white balance. What it does is it takes three photos instead of one when you push the button.
Oh, really?
One with, and we'll talk more about it when we get back.
Okay.
But it's an important feature. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We've got open lines at 888-RADIO-30. Please take advantage of them. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Rick and Lee.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.